spare any change?
Sorry, I don't like the mouth of it.
Here.
Thank you.
He's so brutal.
It's not even so he can play it.
See?
I don't think that's really the point.
Of course it is. Bad enough having to come down into this ghastly place as it is without having to put up with all that harmonica crap.
Times are hard, Mark.
Yes, I know. Oh, my God.
What?
There's a rat.
Where?
There, look. Just came out of that pipe. It ran over my foot. Oh, I can't believe it. It's so bloody squalid down here.
Shoo it away.
Ugh. It's not moving. It's sort of twitching.
Oh, God. Go on. Go on. There, all right? Mark? You're not all right, are you? What's the matter?
It's just, you know, these places, really. There are two things I hate. It's rats and enclosed spaces, and you don't get more enclosed than these bloody underground platforms with all those tons and tons of soil above you, and the trains are always delayed, and it smells of rotting... Ugh.
Well, how do you usually get around London?
Taxi, of course.
Well, we'll get a taxi then, if you're happy to pay.
Mm.
Oh, hold on, there's a train coming.
No, Rich, I need to get out. Do you mind? Let's go for a walk. We're by the Thames. We could have our little chat there. A little stroll along the embankment. It'd be nice, don't you think?
Well, all right. Come on, then.
Thanks. I know I'm being... It's just till we're out. Just till we're no longer underground.
Underground by Tom Holland, with Douglas Hodge, Una Beeson, and Jane Whittenshaw. Underground.
Impressive.
What is?
London. You forget, it's so dirty, you forget how impressive bits of it are. You know, when you look up from the gutter.
Yeah? I suppose so. I never really think about it. It's all real estate to me.
Is it still? I thought it wasn't worth anything anymore.
Well, the bit you're looking at is, I mean, St. Paul's. Every time I see it, I think, God, how much must that site be worth? And what did they build on it? A bloody church.
I thought you didn't want any more offices going up in the city. Aren't all the companies meant to be heading out to your East End development?
Well, they're meant to be.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, recessions have never been easy to live through, have they? But we're all right. We're pulling through now, coming out of the woods.
Well, I'm glad they haven't made you negatively jobbed yet. At least you can still pay for your taxes.
Yeah. It's bloody embarrassing, that down in the tube. You've got to understand, Rachel.
Yes, I understand. You don't like being processed through tunnels with all the proles.
Oh, it's not that at all. Well, maybe it is a little bit, but the main thing is, as I was saying, it's claustrophobia, really. I don't like tunnels. I'm not like you. Going down them isn't my job.
Was my job.
What? You've got a...
No, not yet. Almost, though.
Really?
Of course.
I had no idea.
Oh, for God's sake, Mark. I thought you were paid to understand about the state of the market. If your company's struggling, it's a massive multinational multi-everything... Think what it must be like for a tiny, all-women company of engineers who specialise in tunnelling when there is no tunnelling going on, but nowhere in the whole of London. Things are still... They're not really getting any better for us.
You're not going bust, are you?
Probably.
But you've got a tender in with us.
Oh, yeah, of course, that.
Yes.
For your tube link. You really think your company's going to employ us to survey your tube link?
Why shouldn't they?
Well, I'm only going on what I read in the papers here. But it seems to me that getting that tube link out to your development's crucial to its whole survival, isn't it? It's going to be its virtual lifeline, I thought.
So?
So they'll want the best.
And you think you're not?
No, I'm not saying that, but we're small. We're the sort of setup your company gets kicks from crapping on.
Well, let's wait and see.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Maybe. If you'd just stop being so bloody self-pitying.
Really?
It's not definite.
No, but...
No, wait. Wait and see.
Oh, I don't believe it. Oh, Mark, you mean we might have a chance? I just... Oh, God.
It's not certain. But we blood-sucking phallocrats do sometimes have our uses after all, you know.
Mark, I love you. I love you. Mwah.
Careful, you might be seen kissing a man.
I don't care. And even if it doesn't come off, I still love you. There.
Well, what are old varsity chums for?
Oh, wait, just let me... Oh. Well, at least I can put off throwing myself into the Thames for a bit. If it does come off, I mean.
It's funny, really, isn't it?
What is?
But I should be busy trying to set up an underground when I never use the bloody thing.
What's new? That's the British way. Hold on.
What?
Down there. Oh, no, it's gone.
What else? I can't see anything.
Oh, there was a shape or something. It seemed to come up from right under the embankment here, where we're standing. There, see it? Oh.
Should we do something?
Suppose. He might still be alive. Well, he might.
Well, don't look at me. Well, he's dead, all right. He's very dead.
Is everything all right?
No.
Suicide, was it? Poor sod. Did you see him go in?
No, no. I was saying, the body just seemed to come out from under the bank. It just came up. Look at his lips, they're blue.
Yeah, he's been down there for some time, I guess.
I don't know how you can bear to look.
All right, please, let me through that. Let me through. Thank you.
All right
now.
Oh, thanks.
Now then, you two pulled him out, did you?
Yes.
All right, everyone move along, please. Just move along. I'm sorry, but we'll need to take both of your addresses. Everyone else, please move along.
Yeah, all right.
Hello, 3725, come in.
Receiving you, over.
Yes, probable suicide, Blackfriars Bridge, over.
Got that bad, you need to do
this. Oh, great. So much for our evening out.
Look at his face, all those blotches. I never realised that's what drowning did to you. Your news about the possible contract came just in time.
What do you mean?
Well, look at him. Look at the fate you saved me from. Well, had the phone call?
Several.
No, Rachel. Have you had the phone call?
No.
When did your friends say they'd phone?
Sometime today. Perhaps, if we get the contract.
Oh, of course we've got the contract.
I don't know. I heard some story going around. It had been given out weeks ago. No, it couldn't have been, because they'd have had to tell all the tenderers.
But I thought... What are you saying? I thought it was definite.
I don't know. Mark said it was.
Well, there you go. Front foot forward and all that.
What?
Front foot forward. Chin up, you know.
Susie... We're a hard-nosed professional outfit, okay? For God's sake, don't talk like that if we do get this contract. It's going to give a lot of people the wrong impression. Just try and sound, I don't know, gritty.
Don't be such an inverted snob. It'll disarm them. They'll be expecting someone all right on, and they'll get me instead. Never fails.
Whoa, Rachel! Hello, Rachel White. Oh, yes, hello. Just hold on, I'll get my diary. Yes, the 8th. Is it still at 2? Yeah, that's fine. No, not at all. Not at all. Yes. Bye.
Well?
It was the coroner's agent.
Coroner?
Yes, changing the date of this inquest I've got to go to.
Oh, your man, the one you fished out of the Thames.
Yeah. Oh, hold on a minute, I've got the letter they sent me here. Hurst. That was his name, Michael Hurst.
That sounds sort of oddly familiar, you know.
Really?
Hmm. No, can't think. I suppose it is very much the sort of name that people do have, isn't it?
Well, anyway, it might not have been a suicide after all, it seems. There was a wound to the head, apparently. I haven't seen it.
Wow, exciting. Actually, talking about that, I was thinking...
Oh, yes?
You know you said you saw him come out from under the embankment?
It only looked like that.
No, but it might have been. Because if it was Blackfriars Bridge, then that's where the River Fleet comes out.
Oh, really? One of the lost rivers?
Well, hardly. It's a sewer now. But I was just thinking, that might explain it.
Yeah, maybe. Well, not my problem, is it?
Nope. You've got other things to think about. Big contracts.
Oh, Susie, look at me. Read my lips. It is not definite. Oh. So let's just not assume anything, all right?
Hello, Rachel. What? Oh, Mark. Yes. Yes.
You do?
Oh, hey!
Of course, yes,
we've
got
it!
It. That's great, great!
We've got Rachel!
That's brilliant!
Miss Collins, Miss White, congratulations on your company's success in gaining this contract. May I just say how very happy we are that Ellis and Rippon have been able to award it to you.
We're not unhappy about it either.
Good, good. And Mark here is happy too, so there we go, we're all happy. Take a seat, won't you please? Now, let me introduce myself. My name's Don Sinclair, and I'm the head of strategic planning here at Ellis & Rippon in the UK. Mark, of course, you know.
Well done, Rach. Susie.
And this here is Mr. Alan Richards from the Department of Transport. He's here in, what can I say, a surveillance role.
No, I don't think that's necessarily how I would put it. Miss Collins, Miss White.
Nice to meet you.
So then, to business. Now... You'll have just come from talking to our planning department. Were they given all the projections and the plans? And...
Yes, you were, weren't you, Rich?
Yes, got them here.
Good, good, good. So we don't need to discuss any of the technical details. That's good. Because I'm here to give you the overview, if you like, the political dimension to all this. Because it's important you realize when you survey this underground link just what's at stake here. I'd very much prefer it if you could believe in what you're going to be doing for us, you see. Just come with me a minute. Here, by this window. Look out. Tell me what you see.
What do you mean?
Tell me what you see.
Well, the Thames.
The city? Knapweth Tower?
Stepney? Hackney? The East End in between? Why?
Either of you read Gibbon?
No.
Not for a while.
All that is human must retrograde if it do not advance. That was what he said, and he was right.
Meaning build more office space in the East End of London?
You don't agree. Now, be honest.
I don't know. I'm just happy to have the job. It's none of my business, your reasons for doing what
But of course it is. Now, I'm well aware of the... How can I put it? The political flavoring of your company doesn't worry me a bit. Otherwise, he wouldn't have got the contract. You're entitled to be a bit cynical about the workings of big business. And, of course, I'm not pretending we're in all this just out of philanthropy. That goes without saying. But we are also truly aware of the social dimensions to this project. Because, you see, we want to put something more into this city than just office developments, if only as a way of safeguarding our investments. Because, after all, business is always going to be dependent on the prosperity of the community it's in. And the community we're talking about here is one that's been underdeveloped since the time of the Romans, for God's sake.
And I'm sure that both Miss White and Miss Collins, as engineers, are well aware of the social benefits that large-scale transport projects are capable of generating.
Well, that's more than can be said for your government. Which brings me to my point, what I want to get across to you here. Now, look, here's the full-scale plan of the route we're projecting. Here's the city, and here to the northeast is our development, and here, in between, the tube link running neatly through the East End, you see? This is a line that's been very carefully chosen. It's direct enough for us to be able to stump up some of the cash, and it'll link up enough areas in between to really start generating some growth for them, we hope. Which is why your government has said it'll be keen to invest some cash in the project as well.
Has intimated that it might be interested in encouraging London Transport to look at the plan favorably, provided the route is indeed viable.
Yes, yes, provided the line is viable, which is where you come in, of course.
Well, I don't see why there should be any problems. You've shown us the blueprints. They all seem...
Yes, well, let's hope so.
What do you mean?
Well, we might. We're not sure. But we might have a problem with a certain stretch of the line. Mr. Richards, maybe you'd care to explain.
You will observe below the projected line just here, there is a sewer mark.
Oh, yes.
Now, it was brought to my attention about a month ago that staff working within this sewer had come across a tunnel.
What do you mean, another sewer?
No, a tunnel. One that had not previously been there. Not on any of the maps, at least.
So what was it?
That's what we want you to find out.
Now, someone, or something, seems to have knocked its way through the wall into the sewer. So you see the problem. We don't know what the tunnels are doing there, nor how extensive they might be, nor who or what might be down there. The only thing we have ascertained is that the tunnel from the sewer appears to be rising upwards.
Towards the projected line of the underground. Is that a problem?
No, you're right. Not necessarily, not in the long term. But obviously, to get our blueprints finalized, we need this tunnel surveyed. We need to know what it is, where it goes, how extensive a system it might lead into. Basically, what the hell's the thing doing down there? So, I'd appreciate it if you'd make the area around it the focus of your preliminary inquiries.
Could it be something industrial? Well, I used to... Let me just look at the overground map. Yes, I used to work around here. There were a lot of factories.
Yes, were a lot of factories, precisely.
Rundown area. Very rundown. Shrinking job space, shoddy infrastructure, which is another reason why that line has got to be built, and on that route.
You've got a stake in something there, have you?
As I said, we believe in investing into the local economy. So, Miss Collins, maybe you've already worked for us.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't think so. I was involved in closing factories down.
Really?
Yes, it wasn't for long. Just a work assignment, really. Chemicals factory. But, you know, just enough time to get to know the area a bit.
Well, you've seen the surface, now you can go below. But I don't think the tunnel's anything to do with your factories, no.
And no one's gone inside it yet. We'll be the first.
As far as I know, Mr. Richards?
Yes, Thames Water sealed it off.
So, all yours.
We'll have to give it a week or so while we cross-reference the various authorities for our own plan, but we can... Well, it won't take us long, will it, Rachel?
No, no. And obviously, we'll keep you fully informed. So, thanks.
No, thank you. I'm sure you're the right people for the job. And at the very least, I know you'll keep what's at stake here right in view. I'm glad you're working with us.
Goodbye, Mr. Sinclair.
Bye, Miss Collins. Bye, Miss White.
Bye.
Now, let's hear you say it. Thank you, Mark, for your outrageous display of nepotism.
Thank you, Mark, for your outrageous display of nepotism.
Was it really?
Well, you know...
I'm sure you're far too unimportant to have had any influence. And anyway, even if you did, it's only what I'd expect from a gentlemanly ex.
Really? I didn't know that you...
Oh, yes. A long time ago, of course.
I was sure I told you.
No.
Things have changed, of course, since then. Haven't they, Rachel?
Thank you, Mark, for whatever you did.
Here he is. The tunnel. Stand there.
That is one dark hole.
Yeah.
You haven't been in it yourself?
Who, me? Yeah, I must be bloody joking. I don't mess with things like that. It's bad enough being down here when you do know where you're going.
So you think we're being a bit
You know, going in.
It's your job, isn't it?
Oh, well, that's reassuring.
You asked.
Ray. Look, Rach. This bit's only just been dug out, I'd say. You can see the marks. And then that bit further down, well, that's much older, isn't it?
Pre-Victorian.
You'd have thought so, judging from the brickwork.
So who did it?
And who's doing it now? No one's heard anything, seen anything.
You end up thinking you're hearing all sorts of things down here. It's part of the life.
No, but I mean, since this tunnel opened out.
Well, I haven't.
No, but... has anyone else?
A couple of blokes said they'd heard some music.
Music?
Mm-hmm. That's what they said.
What sort of music?
You know, all that stuff they play now. I've got the power, all that, you know.
Any chance they were pulling your leg?
Yeah, probably. Well, they're probably just cracking up. Happens stuck down here all the bloody time. Got to be a bit odd to work down here.
Yes.
Mind you, having said that, I don't know anyone who'd be so mad at going there. Still, I'll be seeing you.
Yes. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Right. Let's go.
Encouraging sort of bloke, wasn't he?
Oh, don't worry about it.
No, but I wonder if we should wait.
We haven't looked at any of the plans or anything. We haven't got any of our equipment. It's extremely unprofessional to just go plunging in.
Relax. Be unprofessional for once in your life. Oh, come on, Rach. I'm not going to wait a week. Don't be so nervy.
I'm not being nervy.
Of course you are.
Oi, watch it, you. You will look after yourself, won't you?
Of course. If only for my sake. And if it does look dodgy, we'll come back. But I'm just absolutely intrigued. I want to know what's down here.
All right, okay. Lead on, then. Let's go. There's something up ahead.
What is it?
Don't know. It looks like the path's dividing. There's one path going to the left, one right. Yeah, you see, look. It's a much larger tunnel, better built. The one we've just been coming along must have been driven off it.
Hold on. Let's just get this down.
Which way?
Left. You should always take the left.
Uphill.
To where our tube line should be.
Yeah. Well, pretty well on a level with it now.
Rachel?
Hmm?
If we're in the main tunnel now...
Yeah?
Then presumably it had to start somewhere.
Up on the surface. Mm. And presumably also has to lead somewhere.
Mm. Back down there, around the corner. Down deeper underground. What?
There was music.
Music? What music?
Hello? Is anyone there? Hello?
Stop. What? There.
What?
Just lower the torch down a bit. There. See? Where mine's pointing.
What is it?
A book. Give it here.
A most flourishing estate. Patterns of ecclesiastical land use around London and the southeast. 1150 to 1539.
What the hell's this doing here? Getting mildew, it smells like.
It's a library book. Look. Stamped out June 27th, last week.
Well, there we are. Mystery solved. Someone's building a library.
Well, someone's been up to something down here. That's pretty clear.
And what about the music?
Dunno.
Should we... maybe head back down there?
Shh. What was that? We don't even know if the tunnel's going to get us out.
Let's just worry about that when we reach the end of it, okay? Come on, Rach. Let's get out.
So where are we?
How should I know?
You worked here.
Here, it's a bloody wilderness.
Oh, it's vile, isn't it?
What the hell's a tunnel doing coming out in a place like this?
Well,
there's a... Look, it's a sort of indentation in the ground. A quarry, maybe.
Not for a while it hasn't been. It's too overgrown.
There are others over there as well. Look, there are people living in that one.
Oh, dear. Do they know anything about what this site's for? No, they wouldn't, would they? No.
Rach, just look around. This site hasn't been used for anything, not for years.
But there must have been some structure, something. Or what's that tunnel doing there?
Hold on. Just let me try and get my bearings.
You sure you haven't been here?
No. And anyway, the whole area's changed. Look at the fences everywhere. Locked up, derelict. Oh, there doesn't seem to be anything that's actually in use.
Where's the chemicals factory?
There. That dead-looking grey thing. That was me.
Oh, brilliant. That's why this country needs engineers.
That fence, actually. The big one there. It must mark it off.
Look, there's a sign just inside the fence. See?
McQuillan Construction. Building for London. Danger, private property. Intruders will be prosecuted. Guard dogs patrol this area. Charming.
McQuillan Construction?
Yes, they're the ones I worked for. They bought it just before it shut down.
Doesn't sound like very clever business sense.
Depends what they wanted it for.
Hey! Get off! Get off!
Susie!
Go on, get out of it!
Why? We're not trespassing. We're not doing anything.
Piss off!
Susie, come on! We're not going to find anything here.
Yes, but it's the principal.
Am I going to get bullied by someone just because he's got a big dog? Yes, I am.
In the city, shares were marked down by a batch of gloomy economic indicators. Fears of a so-called double dip in the property market...
Susie, where have you been? All in good time. Have you come up with anything?
No, I thought I might phone Mark to keep him posted, but I didn't know what I could say, really. We have reason to believe there's a library book thief loose in your tunnels.
Something like that?
No! Anyway, I'm seeing him tomorrow.
Yeah?
The inquest. They brought the date forward again. Can you believe it? It's such short notice.
Maybe they're trying to cover something.
What do you mean?
Well, I've had a rather interesting afternoon visiting some libraries. You'll see. Look, there's a library mark on our ecclesiastical land use book, but it doesn't actually say which library it's from.
So, Holmes?
So, elementary. I went to see a curator at the Museum of London. He recognised the library mark at once and sent me straight off to this tiny little library in Clerkenwell. It's sweet. It specialises in medieval records. They'd got full lists of everyone who'd borrowed one of their books. It wasn't very long, as you can imagine.
And so, who's been reading A Most Flourishing Estate, Patterns of Ecclesiastical Land Use Around London and the South East, 1150 to 1539?
Guess.
Someone I know.
You've met him once. Just off Blackfriars Bridge.
Michael Hurst.
Michael Hurst?
Well, bloody hell.
It would be quite possible for his body to have been swept from the sewer we were in down into the Fleet. Quite possible.
All right. All right, so, he was down in those tunnels... Doing what? Was he just looking around just for the hell of it?
No, no, I don't think so. Because there's another thing. You know I said Mike Hurst's name sounded familiar? Well, I've remembered who he was.
Yeah?
It was thinking about that chemicals plant. It came back to me. Mike Hurst was working on the same project.
What, on the plant? The one...
Yes. Are you sure? Well, not 100%, but up there in the late 90s. Because Mike Hurst was a specialist on underground structures as well, you see. Which has to make you wonder, doesn't it, what he was doing down that tunnel?
Yes, it does. And who'd sent him there?
And who'd killed him?
What can you remember about him?
Well, not a lot, really. I think he was subcontracted in. He was basically freelance, but his office, it was in the same building I worked in.
So?
So, I got on very well with the doorman.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yes. He thought I was a dish.
Well, it's not surprising. Because you are.
Tonight?
Why not?
I haven't seen you for a long time.
Oh, and I haven't seen you.
Ah, bet you're really upset, eh?
Of course I am. All those happy times when I used to nick the stationery and you'd tell me where the best cupboards were. I've missed you.
Oh, isn't she wicked, eh? Oh,
she is, she is. Anyway, is it all right just to pop down and get those books back?
Oh, which room is it?
This one.
You can't go in there.
Why?
Well, that's the room where the bloke who died.
I know. That's why I need to get my books back.
Well, they won't be there now.
Why not?
Well, there's been people, you know.
I only want my books, please. They're very important.
Oh.
Please, can't you just pretend I'm raiding the stationery again? Look the other way.
Well.
Oh, thanks.
But just be quick about it. Anybody might come.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Only her.
All right. Why is it so out of bounds?
Well, there was this bloke got drowned. Turned out afterwards he'd been doing some job and he hadn't told a soul here.
What job?
Well, I don't know. That's the whole point. Then there have been people going through his room, taking it to pieces, and no one really knows a thing. Well, not here. All I know is people aren't meant to go inside it. You got those books?
No, can't find them. You were right.
Yeah, lots of things have been taken. I'm not surprised. Hey, come on now. Can you get out now? What have you got there?
Stationery, of course. Come on, Rach. Let's get out of here. Well, I am just a crime buster.
Go on.
What's it like being the sidekick to such a detecting genius?
Frustrating. Susie, please.
Well, that man was right. The room had been cleaned out.
Except
one thing. The paper you have, you know, the newspaper that you put in the drawers along the bottom to line it.
Yeah.
Well, Mike Hurst seems to have been a discerning reader.
Well, what was...
No, just listen. There are three sheets here. There's one from the Times, one from the Financial Times, and one from the Wall Street Journal.
God.
Yes, interesting, eh? Particularly, since down in the corner, there's this little article with the words McQuillan Construction in the headline. That's what caught my eye.
Well, go on, read it.
Spokesmen for the London-based construction company McQuillan Construction have refused to confirm rumours that link them to a possible American property group. British investigators have failed to trace the ultimate owners of the company, and in recent weeks they have suggested that a complex network of holdings has been constructed deliberately to conceal their identity. It has been stressed that there's no hint of illegality. McQuillan Construction have recently purchased a number of industrial properties in the run-down East End of London. This has been done with the aid of substantial grants from the British Department of Trade and Industry. The British government has also pledged to extend the underground system out to the East End development of troubled American property giant Ellis & Ripon. It has been noted that many of the properties purchased by McQuillan Construction lie along the route of the projected underground line. And then it's been torn off. In fact, you'd have said it was just a coincidence. Except the Times and the FT, they've got much the same report on their sheets. So, what do you think?
I think it stinks.
Because Ellis & Ripon own McQuillan Construction. I mean, that was the implication, wasn't it, in the report?
Yes, definitely.
But if they're helping to build this line, it makes sense for them to buy properties along it, doesn't it?
Fine, yeah, but that's not what I mean. It's the fact that this man, Mike Hurst, goes down these tunnels that Ellis & Ripon have asked us to go down. And then what's in his desk? Articles on Ellis & Ripon. Why? What was he finding out?
But does it actually matter? To us, I mean.
Of course it does. Because if Michael Hurst did go down those tunnels, then don't forget something made him reappear a bit later face down in the Thames.
Yes. When you put it like that.
Exactly.
Rachel? What are we doing here?
I want to have another look where that tunnel comes out.
But it's dark.
I've got a torch. Come on.
Have we got to do this now?
I just want to see if the tunnel's got any possible link with... Well, I don't know. Anything that might be here on the surface. Before I see Mark tomorrow.
What's Mark got to do with it?
Because he works for Ellis & Ripon, doesn't he? He got us the bloody job.
Well, we were beaten to it.
Well, perhaps we could go...
No. I'm not going down amongst a bunch of winos. Not in the middle of the night. No.
Shit, they've built the fire right next to it.
like something out of hell. Flames. Oh, it's ruin everywhere. I think we should get back.
Yeah.
Rachel. There's someone behind us.
Where?
It's all right. It's all right.
What the hell are you doing?
I live here. What are you doing?
I think we should...
No.
Let go! Let go of me!
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Please. Just... You know.
It's not just anyone who comes here, though, is it?
What do you mean?
Oh, there are places. There are even here, there are places.
Can you let go of me, please?
There are places where there is still power there. You can feel it. It's a meeting place, a point of ancient power. You can feel it. It stirs your blood. It's an ecstasy. It's a pulse of power. It has always been here, and people are called to it. It's a calling. You can feel it here. You can't, can you? Get out of here. Get out of here.
Rachel,
you can't feel it.
Get the door.
Get out of
but
here.
The bloody door.
Get out of here. You can't feel it. Get out of here. Get out of here. You can't.
Going on?
I told you, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think your company's telling me all they know.
What do you mean?
Ladies, gentlemen, I wish, under the circumstances, having heard all the witnesses, to retire a few minutes to consider my verdict. Please just stand and stretch your legs a bit if you wish. I won't be long. Thank you.
You know what I think? I think I'm being set up. Mark, you're not really a part of this, are you?
No, there is no setup to be a part of.
Then why is this man here saying that he saw Hurst jump into the Thames when I know I saw his body come out of the fleet?
You imagined it. Swirl of the current or something. I mean, you told the coroner you couldn't be certain.
I know, but I'm sure I saw it.
Look, you had a frightening experience yesterday. It's not surprising. I mean, look what tunnels do to me.
Mark, I'm a trained engineer.
And then why did you go down without any plans?
Susie thought we should just check the tunnels out.
Susie?
Yeah, what about her?
Well, she's just...
What?
She's just, you know...
Oh, a bad influence corrupting my morals?
No. You know what I mean.
No, I don't. Hold on a minute.
What?
Other side from you, two rows from the front, see him? Baldish man. Isn't that your Department of Transport Surveillance man?
Yes. Looks as though it could be. I hadn't noticed him here.
Oh, really?
No, I hadn't.
So there's still nothing strange going on, is there?
Everybody stand for Her Majesty's coroner.
Mark, I asked you a question. I want to know what's going on. I want to know what your company's up to.
I'm sure you'll all be relieved to hear. I don't think it will be necessary to keep the court in session here for long now. If I could just run through the evidence we've heard this afternoon, though, before I announce my verdict. It is clear that Michael Hurst was not a contented man at the time of his death. We've heard from his wife of his financial worries and from his partner of the specific difficulties that his business faced, what with shortfall and lack of orders and so on. In addition to that, we've also the note that he left on his office desk and the pebbles found in his jacket pocket. Furthermore, the wound to the skull, we have been told by Dr. Lowry, was quite consistent with the possible impact of the head onto the stone base of the bridge.
I don't remember any pebbles in his pocket, do you?
Now, all of these facts, combined with the evidence of a witness who actually saw Michael Hurst throw himself from off the wall of Blackfriars Bridge, suggests an unmistakable determination to take his own life. It's true that one witness claimed to have seen his body coming from underneath the embankment, but she admits that she cannot be certain about such a claim. And I do not think that it invalidates the overwhelming nature of the other evidence. Now, no verdict of suicide can be returned unless it has been proven beyond all reasonable doubt that the deceased did indeed intend to kill himself. I think that in this case, there can be no reasonable doubt. In the circumstances, I find that on July 1st, 1993, at 7 o'clock, Michael Hurst killed himself by drowning off Blackfriars Bridge. That concludes this inquest. And I'd like to thank all the witnesses who gave up their time to be here at this court at such short notice. Thank you. You may rise.
Rachel, where are you going?
I don't know.
Well, can I come with you?
How do I know if I can even trust you?
Oh, you can't say that, Rachel. We've been friends for years. We would... You know.
All right, then. Just tell me this. Does Ellison Rippon own a company with holdings in the East End called McQuillan Construction? Yes or no?
You know I can't tell you that.
Why not?
If you know enough to ask the question, then you also know why I can't give you an answer.
Yeah, you're right. I know exactly why.
Please, Rachel.
Mark, just...
Rachel!
Miss White?
Oh, I didn't hear you. Mr...
Richards, Alan Richards. You remember we met. I'm from the Department of Transport.
Yes, of course. I saw you upstairs at the inquest.
Yes. I was wondering if we could perhaps arrange a confab, maybe. I think we would both find it to our mutual advantage.
Why?
Tomorrow lunch on me? Good. Well, then I'll phone you. Till tomorrow, Miss White.
So this is where the country's run from.
It might improve things if it were. No. Oh, thanks. Here, there's your drink. Shall we, Yeah? It's nice and secluded. Ah. No, you see, I thought less chance of being overheard here.
What, in the middle of a pub?
Well, that's always the problem with offices. One can never be sure who might be listening in.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Now you've told me about your trip underground, let me tell you why you were sent down there.
Please.
Now, you realize, of course, that Ellis and Rippon are on the verge of calling in the receivers.
I knew they were having problems.
Put it mildly. If their London development goes under, it'll finish them off. And if they're finished off, then it will probably finish off any tentative property recovery here as well. And that, in turn, might finish off the broader recovery. So, you see, there are high stakes being played for at the moment. And just the hint... The vaguest hint that the underground link was in trouble might precipitate a certain climate of crisis.
But I knew this. Sinclair told me when I saw him.
He didn't tell you everything.
Oh?
He didn't tell you that he'd already sent someone down those tunnels. Michael Hurst.
Why didn't Sinclair tell you?
He doesn't want a scandal. He doesn't want to jeopardize his possible government funding.
But the inquest, you heard the verdict.
Set up, I suspect, by someone working for Mr. Sinclair. Tampering with the evidence, it's easily done.
So who did kill Hurst?
Ah, well, that's the problem. That's what Mr. Sinclair wants to find out, preferably before we do.
Oh, great. So what are we doing going down there? I mean, he might end up with just more corpses on his hands.
Yes, I suppose there is that risk. But I suspect he hopes that Hurst's death was an accident, that he slipped in the sewer and knocked himself out and drowned. It's easy to do, I'm told.
McQuillan Construction. They're owned by Ellison Rippon, aren't they?
Very good. You're obviously a reader of investigative journalism. Yes, between you and me, I rather think they are.
Well, McQuillan Construction have a factory directly above the tunnels. I was just wondering...
Oh, I see what you mean. No, I don't think so. The tunnels didn't look as though they'd been built recently, did they?
No.
Well, then.
But it was a chemicals factory. I was thinking perhaps a leak.
What might have killed Hurst? But he received a wound to the head. And it still doesn't explain what the damn tunnels are doing there in the first place.
No, I suppose not.
You see? No, I'd forget about chemicals or factories. Hurst knocked himself out. Either that or someone else did it for him.
So what are you saying?
Well, let's put it like this. There's an awful lot of government money tied up in this project. Important decisions are about to be made, but we can't trust Ellis and Rippon, nor, unfortunately, can we afford to alert them to that fact. So we need someone who won't arouse their suspicions, but who is prepared to report on what they find in the tunnels straight back to us.
Meaning me?
Well, you do rather leap to mind.
And why should I agree to do it?
Three reasons. Social. London needs this new tube link. Financial. Your company needs the work. And security. When you're down in the tunnels, we can provide you with a state-of-the-art communications link up to the surface, better than anything you'll have. Now, if you do need to think about it, take your time.
But please, do at least think.
There's a fourth reason you didn't mention. Curiosity. I'm dying to know what the hell those tunnels are.
Well, yes, of course. That goes without saying.
Did you go to university?
Yes.
What degree did you do?
History. Why?
Do you know anything about ecclesiastical land use in the Middle Ages?
Not really. I did a paper on it once, but that was centuries ago. Hold on. Let's see that. I'll read this. Ah, this is ancient. Professor Paul J. Wright, Ecclesiastical Land Use. Yes, he was one of the tutors in my old college. Well, well. Where did you come across this?
I found it in the tunnel. Michael Hurst had left it there. I skimmed through it and I noticed this paragraph was marked. Can I just... Yes, here we are. From the middle of the 14th century, the genuinely religious orders became increasingly introverted in both their beliefs and the way that they led their lives. Such a mood of withdrawal was expressed in many different ways. And that last sentence was underlined.
Let's see. I think it might be a good idea if you met Professor Wright. He's still knocking around, I believe. I'm sure I could arrange it.
You think that Hurst might have been onto something?
It's possible. Why not? And in the middle of the 14th century, yes.
What about the 14th century?
Well, it might explain it.
What?
Why the tunnels were dug. Or to try and escape it.
Escape what?
Oh, I am sorry. I assumed you understood the reference to the 14th century.
No.
1348, Miss White. The great pestilence. The plague. The Black Death.
Yes, there was definitely an ecclesiastical establishment on the site you're talking about. The Rose Tree Abbey, it was called, rather picturesquely. One of the largest and best endowed in the country, in fact.
So what happened to it?
Bare ruined choirs where late the sweet birds sang.
What?
The Reformation. Swept away by the Reformation.
Oh.
And even the bare ruined choirs had soon crumbled into nothingness. Some of the stone was used to build a church near the site. I do know that.
There's no trace of it now.
No, that doesn't surprise me. Probably demolished by the Church of England in their exciting campaign to become modern.
We did meet a strange person who told us the site was a focus for some sort of psychic power.
Probably an evangelical. Either that or a woman priest.
No, it was a very disturbed person.
Exactly. Who the devil can that be? Come in! Oh, hell, was I meant to be seeing you?
Yes.
When did we fix to meet?
Last week.
Oh, hell.
You're always doing this.
No, a professorial prerogative, I'm afraid. Oh. I mean, look, not to worry, not to worry. Andrew, come in, take a seat. I think you could both be of some interest to each other, you know, serendipitously. Rachel, this is Andrew Vickers.
Andy.
Andrew Vickers, who, he won't mind me saying it, he's a very down-to-earth chap. He's quite the most brilliant student I've had for some years.
Oh.
He's writing about medieval concepts of the ideal city. And Andrew, this is Rachel White.
Hello.
Rachel claims to have found a network of tunnels under the site of the Rose Tree Abbey. I thought that might bring a flicker of interest even to your somber-looking face.
Why, there's some record of them, is there?
Oh, no, nothing as convenient as that, I'm afraid. Tell me, have you never heard of William Blandford?
No.
Monk, died in the plague, wrote a celebrated treatise on the city of God. He saw it all as lying in the symbols and thought... Oh, what am I doing telling you this? Andrew, tell Rachel about William Blandford.
What about it?
Oh, bloody hell, what do you think, you impossible person? She's found tunnels under the site of his abbey. Tell her about the Mundus Subterraneus.
Well, William Blandford thought that if you recreated a model of the city of God, with the right proportions and all that, worked out according to the scriptures, then you could escape sin and death.
Yes. And where did he think this city of God would have to be built?
Well, it couldn't be of this world. It would either have to be above it or below it.
And this man lived on a site above the tunnels?
All his life.
So you think maybe he and some of his monks...
Well, if you had the chance of escaping sin and death, what better time to give it a go than during the Black Death, eh?
Eh?
It was serious then, was it, in London?
Good God, which university did you go to?
Cambridge.
Oh, well, that explains it then. Yes, the plague was serious in London, virulently serious. 40% of its population gone, wiped out. Men looked at the carnage and said, Exitium Mundi, this is the end of the world.
I'm not surprised.
No, and I think it still haunts London.
What do you mean?
That it should have been built on so much suffering. Such a memory doesn't go away. It mutates in the collective mind, but it never disappears. You know, of course, there's not a square foot of the city that doesn't play host to a corpse. Corpses and greed. That's what built London. Temples of commerce risen up in a charnel house. Oh, you smile, eh? Not an idea you recognise. But I'm telling you, I never visit that callous, cold, extraordinary city, but I hear the rumble of the plague cart somewhere in its streets.
But the monastery, in the Middle Ages, it wasn't part of London, surely?
No, but they would have seen the crowds fleeing past them, escaping the city, and they would have heard the plague bells tolling in the distance. In those days, it seemed as though one sick person would infect the whole world, and so men turned to God and hoped to escape his wrath.
And it would have been possible for the monks to have dug out the city underground to try and escape the plague that way.
Oh, the spirit would have been willing, I'm sure. But you're the engineer. What about the soil? Would it have been possible to dig that sort of structure?
With a lot of effort.
Oh, they'd have put that in, I'm sure, with the breath of the plague maiden tickling their backs.
It wouldn't have been a city, though.
No?
No, you're being too literal. You see, I said it was symbolic. That was how they did things, with symbols. Well, the tunnels they dug, the structures, would have conformed to William's vision of what the city of God was like. They would have made patterns, holy signs, you see, not a city.
But would you be able to, I mean, if it was signs, you'd be able to make your way around the tunnels?
Well, only if they corresponded to what William wrote.
It would be dangerous.
Oh, you're proposing he accompany you now, are you?
Well, it would be a chance, you know, to test my theories about how they actually tried to build ideal cities and that.
Do you want him?
If he wants to come.
I'll come. Yeah, if you think you might need me.
Well, you'll only know that when you're down there, won't you? That might be too late then anyway. ideal cities, huh? Ideal cities. An escape from a behemoth.
What?
London. Don't you dream of escaping it? It's chaos. It's ravening maw.
To where?
Somewhere. Oxford. Place like this. Anywhere.
No, I love London.
Do you?
It never stops. It never stops being complex or surprising or full of possibility.
Well, beware William Blandford's ideal city, then.
Why? It's one of London's surprises.
Maybe. But I wonder if it's maybe something more than that as well. Something repressed by London. The monks built it to escape the city and its plagues, don't forget.
It's just a series of tunnels.
Yes, of course it is. Of course it is. Sorry, forgive me. I've been indulging my passion for the grandiloquent. A mark of neglected age, I'm afraid. Oh, well. You'll keep an eye on my prized student, won't you?
I don't want you to feel you're under any pressure to come, so please.
I'd like to.
Well, then, when is it you're planning your venture underground?
Next week. Monday? Tuesday?
Andrew, maybe in the circumstances we had better forego next week's tutorial, then.
What do you mean, forego? We haven't had one this week.
No silliness. Better than my words, you have the chance to visit London. Sovereign of cities, seemliest in sight. The flower of cities all. You had better look after him, Rachel. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. He's such a knob. But he's right, though.
What about?
Well, it'd be good for me to see these tunnels.
Look, have you got a pen?
Yeah.
Here's my number. Ring me at the weekend.
Right. Do you want anything brought?
A plan?
of William Blandford's ideal city? Would that be possible?
Yeah, but it wouldn't look much like a plan. Well, not an engineering plan.
Well, just as long as it gives us a rough idea.
All right. I'll see you after the weekend, then.
Okay.
Bye.
You can stay with us. Just give us a ring. How's our monastery expert? Wrapped up warm and ready to go?
He's a bit dubious about the early start.
Well, I've enjoyed his map of the ideal city. Look, this path here, the path of the soul on its pilgrimage to God after death, this must have been the one that we came across and followed upwards.
Back to the real city?
Yes, which symbolises sin, apparently.
And life.
Yes, but let's try not to think about it that way. Because tomorrow, we've got to go down here. All the way down through the casting off of the flesh, the cleansing of the soul, and then this, which I suppose is a vast sort of cavern, isn't it? The union of the spirit with God.
The mind boggles.
It does a bit. Because this, if it's built to the scale that Andy's drawn on his map, well, think about it. Think about the proportions of that passage we went through, and then look how large the final cavern's meant to be. That's pretty big, isn't it?
Could it fit? Have you tried to work out the scale?
Yes, look. This map your Mr. Richards gave us, you see, setting out everything that the government thinks is down there. Round here, under that wasteland, there's virtually nothing. And it keeps on this way, you see, out east. There's this great stretch, still nothing, until you reach the sewer that we used the last time to get into the tunnels. But this big patch here, well, yes, it would fit.
We don't know that Andy's right, of course.
No, but we'll find out tomorrow. And the route of this tunnel, you see, the curve, it's very like the tunnel we ran into.
Hmm.
What have you told Sinclair?
Nothing, except that we're about to go down.
You haven't asked him about what happened to Hurst?
No, we don't mention it. That's the whole point.
What about Mark?
He kept phoning. So I told him I thought he was a bastard and I never wanted to speak to him again.
Really?
Well, you heard what he said when we went to see Sinclair. I got the contract for you. It was nepotism.
Yes, but... That was...
So we can't risk it, can we?
And he stopped phoning you?
No, but I just kept on putting the phone back down on him.
Rach, he was your best friend.
We can't risk it. Don't you see what we're in? We can't risk it. Well, when we've been down there, then maybe. Not before then. God, who the hell's that? It's midnight.
Shall I go?
No, no, it's all right.
All right! All right! All right!
Well, talk of the devil, Mark.
Rachel, I'm really sorry to come barging around this late, but I've got to talk.
No, I've told
Rach,
you. No!
Please,
no.
Rachel, will you just listen to me?
All right, what's the problem?
The problem? Well, that you think I'm trying to set you up or something, that I've become some sort of sinister...
No, I'm not saying that. Now, good night.
Well, I want to come with you.
What?
I want to come with you. If you won't believe me any other way, that's what I want to do. That way, if there is going to be any danger, I can share it with you.
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I mean, you could be...
What?
You could have been sent.
Rachel, I used to be your best friend. We loved each other.
Times change.
Yes, but not that.
So why didn't you tell me you'd sent Hurst down those tunnels?
I didn't know.
But you knew enough to get us the contract.
I was exaggerating. I did what I could, but... Hasn't it crossed your mind that they could be using me...
So
let me come with you.
We're going tomorrow.
Fine. I'll say I'm sick.
You get claustrophobia.
Fine.
There might be rats.
You'll have to protect me.
You. Yes, I'll protect you. If you want to come, you come, and I'm glad.
Yes?
Yes. Because it means there'll be at least one person who'll be more scared shitless than me. Welcome aboard, Mark. My hero.
All right, you've got it. You just press this here, right?
and you speak into this, okay?
Yeah.
And then you'll get straight onto Mike, who will be waiting in that van, which you will see just down the road there. Give us a wave, Mike, will you? See? Here, have a go.
Ring a ring of roses, pocket full of poses.
A tissue, we all fall down.
I don't think you should have said that, Rachel.
Why not?
It's about the plague, isn't it?
Yeah, we all fall down.
Oh, great.
Oh, no, don't worry, you'll be all right. Any trouble, just give us a buzz.
You'll be waiting, will you?
Yep, we'll be there.
Why don't you just come down with us?
Because this has got to look as routine as possible. Nothing suspicious.
But you will be there.
At the pressing of a button. Don't worry.
We ought to be going. I told the Thames Water man we'd be there at 9:30. Come on.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yep. See you soon. Good luck. Enjoy yourselves.
Come on, let's get down there.
Which way now?
This is where we got to the last time. It's the tunnel, I think, Andy, on your map. The passage representing the route of the soul after death.
Yeah, so life's up that way.
Uh-huh, and death's down that way.
And that's the way we're going, isn't it?
Yep, down, down, down.
The path to God leads through the tombs of the dead.
What?
A quotation, one of William Blandford's.
Well, that's thought for the day, isn't it?
Wimping?
No. Lead on. Anyway, it's not tombs I'm worried about. It's the rats. We haven't seen any of those yet.
What is it? I thought I heard something. It doesn't matter. I suppose we'd better get another reading here, yeah? Mark, do you want to just take the measuring stick?
Oh, God, a rat. Look at it. There, swimming.
Leave it, it's gone.
Did you notice them back there?
No.
The dead ones. There's another one here, look. Whoa!
Yeah, Susan!
Mark, the measuring stick.
I'm not going down there.
Go on.
No!
It's drier. There'll be fewer rats.
Really?
Definitely. Now go on.
All right. Well, I wasn't made for this.
It's hot, though, isn't it?
Okay, Mark. Go left a bit. No. Yeah, that's it. Okay. What's odd?
Well, how there are so few rats.
There seem quite enough to me.
Oh, but when you think there are more rats in London than humans, it's odd there aren't more down here underground. It's where you'd expect them.
Well, they're all dead, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's odd.
Got the measurements, Rach?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go on then. There's music again. Look, up ahead, there are tunnels leading off.
Just keep straight on.
Still straight on?
I don't know. Andy, would these other tunnels... Andy?
Andy? Where the hell's he gone?
I don't know. He was just there. He was just behind me a minute ago.
All right. Hello, Mike. Look, we're missing someone. He's just gone.
He can't have just gone.
He has.
He can't. He must... Is there a side tunnel or something?
Yes.
Just go down it.
It's not you who's down here.
Just go down it. What are you seeing?
Another tunnel. Much more basic structure than the other one, dug out recently, I'd say. And there's a smell of something as well, I don't know what. I can't see ahead, really, just... Oh, hang on, there's a turning.
Oh, God.
Hello? Hello, what's happening?
There are people.
Sort of people.
Tramps. Down and out, it looks like. There's something wrong with them. Oh, this smell. I don't know what it is, but...
What was that?
Music.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Look, right, I've got to go. Just stay there, right?
Roger.
Which way? Oh, not up there. Look, there are people.
Let's get the hell out of here. Oh, God!
Hello, Mike. Mike, we're in deep shit. We're trapped between two groups of people, and they're both coming towards us. They all look very weird. Hello, Mike. Mike, come in.
Do it again.
Mike, it's not working.
Give it to me. Mike, come in, you bastard. Come in. You bastard.
Well, that's it then, isn't it? That's it.
Oh, Susie, hold my hand.
You. Who said you could come down here?
Who said we couldn't?
Me. All of us. All of us who have felt the power.
And they haven't, have they? They've got dead eyes.
So? What are you doing here? Why have you come back? What are you doing here?
We're doing a plan for the museum so that people can know what's down here.
I don't want people to know what's down here.
Why not?
Because it's ours!
But
it's ours.
How did you find it?
It's ours.
No, really, don't laugh. I'd like to know.
What shall we do with them, Abby?
I don't know. You're from the museum?
Yes.
What's that?
It's just a walkie-talkie, so we can keep in touch if we get lost.
You're lying! That other man who came here, he had one of those.
No, it's not what you think.
You're lying! We don't want you here. It's ours. It's ours. You can't have it. It's ours. What do you think you can do? Buy it like you can buy the land or even the air and the birds and everything. You think it's all yours, don't you? But it isn't. It's ours.
We
it's
don't ours. Want to buy it. We're from the museum.
You're giving me shit. Put them with the other one. Come on. They're breaking up everything. We've got to get there.
Get where?
We're here to reconnect. We're here to reconnect. Get them away.
Look, where are we going? What are you doing to us?
Go on, get in.
Let's go.
What's that?
It's me, Andy.
God, we were worried about you. You all right?
Yeah. Yeah. And you?
Just about. What is this place?
Well, it seems to be some sort of... Oh, Mark, careful, there's a pile of...
Oh, shit!
Oh, my God. What is that?
Ah.
Hold on. I kept some matches.
Oh, God.
Ah.
How many rats have been dying around here?
Hundreds.
All piled up, ready for me to fall in them. I mean, this is it. Oh. Oh.
Stop it. Just stop it. We've got to get out of here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, understatement of the year. How the hell are we going to do that?
Mike and Co, they know something's gone wrong. You think? It's odd how they lost us just when we really needed them. Well, we'll have to wait and see, won't we? What else can we do?
Well, but... There might be something.
What?
Look. The paintings on the wall, see?
Skeletons.
The dance of death. And look at the floor.
Oh.
Real skeletons.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're old. They're very old.
So?
So, the skeletons are medieval. This room represents the casting off of the flesh. You go through the reminders of death as part of the journey of your soul.
Oh, great. Well, that's a relief. That makes me feel a whole lot better about being locked up hundreds of feet underground with a load of dead rats.
Shut up, Mark. Andy, what are you saying?
Well, originally, the main passage must have gone through here, which means it might be possible to dig through one of these walls because there'll be another room beyond it.
Dig through that?
Yeah.
If that lot have been able to dig out tunnels, I'm sure we can cope with a wall.
And look at this soil. It's crumbly. I've never seen soil like this.
No. There's that smell here as well, like there was down that other tunnel. Mm. Which wall do you think?
Here, look, where the paintings end. Yeah.
So what do we do about it?
Dig.
But it could take days.
Well, it's lucky we've got time on our hands then, isn't it? Come on, Mark, please. What else can we do?
Oh, God.
Here.
I wish I'd gone into the office today. I'll never complain about it being boring again in my life.
Oh, God.
Show me where to begin. Oh, God.
One more. Push it, Mark. There we are. Freedom.
Or something even worse.
Well, there's only one way to find out, isn't there? Through you go.
Oh.
Go on.
Oh. You'll never guess what.
What?
There is something worse.
What is it?
Bodies.
Bodies?
Yes, well, that's what they look like. Bloody, dead, withered things. Oh, there's that smell again. Help!
Hold on. I'm coming through.
That smells toxic.
Yes. Oh, Rachel.
What is it?
Just in case, you know. Here goes.
Look, you see? Embalmed corpses. There's an entrance been bricked up there. The tramps... Tramps must have just smashed it through.
What is it? You okay? Try not to breathe too deeply.
This is purgatory, where the pale dead wait and dream of life. And through there, ad visperum de morabitur flatus.
What? Mark, get him, he's falling.
And through there, the holy chamber of the ideal city. Oh. Vision, oneness, paradise.
Sounds good to me.
We're just
dead honest.
We're two men alive.
Are you tripping? Take it, all of you. Just take it.
It's down there. It's happening. It's a free nation.
Electing nation.
Get down there.
It's paradise. It's God meeting man.
Hey, yeah.
Right. So let's get on down there.
Oh, help us, Susie.
We're all one family, one tribe. The realization is going out. The desert of a city is thirsting for rain. This is the vision, the revolution. We are here to come out.
Look at their faces. The flesh is crumbling into parchment on their bones. Oh, my God. What is it?
As they said, the visionary's flesh falls away and is reconciled with his fear.
Andy, shut up. Try and find Mark. We've got to get out of here.
Oh, my ladies, with your
love. Mark!
My lungs are on fire.
Mark, help me.
I'm gone. I'm dead.
You will be if you don't help me now. Come on.
Rachel, are you okay?
Just move.
Where?
To that clock. Get her onto that. Where the hell have you been? Talk to me. You can hear me, can't you? Just get us out of here. We're dying down here. Just get us out, you bastard!
Rach, where are we? At the end of the tunnel, where it leads into the sewer.
Where?
There.
But it's
blocked off.
Oh. But how could it...
Oh. You're all right. You see, the roof, look, It must have just fallen in. Hello?
Hello, Rachel?
Yes. Where have you been? We're trapped down here.
I know. I'm sorry. Hello? Yes, I'm sorry. As you can see, we've been having problems.
Are you getting us out?
Yes, yes, we're doing our best. You'll just have to bear with us, I'm afraid. Well, hello?
I'm still here.
We will get you out, don't worry. The emergency services are on their way. It's just a matter of waiting. But the underground, Rachel, is it okay? Is it going to run into the tunnels?
I've got all the measurements down.
But what do you think now?
Yes. Yes, I think your underground line is safe.
You're sure?
Yes. Just hurry.
We are. We are.
Hello?
Rachel, where?
Oh, shit. You didn't ask him about the other tunnel. The one that comes out on the top, you know, where we came out before. We can't get the cart up there, but if you can walk.
What about the other two? Andy's not looking good. What about Mark? Mark?
Fine. Never better.
Would you be all right? Keep an eye on Andy if we...
You're not leaving me on my own.
There might be a way out.
Oh, God. It's all right. All right, you go.
Rachel?
Yes?
Be careful.
Of course. You too. Not far. Come on, not far.
Susie?
Mm.
The soil. That smell. There was a leak, wasn't there?
Dioxin, I think. Mixed with something. I don't know what. Yes.
Susie?
Don't think about it. Come on, Rach, please. We're almost there.
I would like to die with you. If I have to die, then it will be best like this together.
Rachel, please. We're going to get out.
Do you really think so?
Yes, of course. It's just... locked off too. Why, though? I don't understand.
Here, can they? They can't. They've got to get us out. It's bloody horrible down here.
I'm sure they appreciate that.
Well, I bloody hope so, because if I have to stay down here much longer, I'm gonna scream. Why aren't they coming?
Mark, please.
Oh, I feel shite. I feel so shite.
What is it we've been breathing in?
It's what they call a lethal cocktail, I think.
Lethal?
But the rats.
The air's poisoned. What else could it be?
I was just wondering it.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I really do. I really feel shite.
For God's sake, Mark, you're getting us all down.
It's your fault anyway. Your company built the bloody thing.
No, we didn't.
Oh, come on, Mark. You don't have to give us all that.
No, no, really. It was nothing to do with us. We were the ones who put the pressure on the DTI to get it closed.
Why?
Because it's not nice having toxic chemical plants in areas you want to develop.
And it was dangerous, was it?
Yes, as hell. It was a scandal the inspectors left it open as long as they did. We only bought it because the DTI were prepared to close it down for us. It was one of the sweeteners.
Yeah, but what about... why all the secrecy?
Well, because it's not good to have a reputation for closing down factories, is it? Not when you're trying to present yourself as the saviour of the East End. That's obvious enough, I'd have thought. Marketing.
So, what was it? McQuillan Construction?
It was one of our fronts. But there was never anything sinister about it, really. Oh. I tried to tell you that at the inquest. You wouldn't believe me.
Oh, God.
What? Rachel, what?
So, Mark... just let me get this straight. It was the DTI's responsibility to close that factory down.
Yes, I said it was one of the grants.
Rachel, what? The DTI. the Department of Trade and Industry. A department of the government. Well, think about it. Richards told me that it was you, Mark, Ellison Ripon, that had sent Hurst down those tunnels, yeah? That's why I didn't know if I could trust you. Think about it. Think how hard it would have been for a company, however powerful it was, to frame all that inquest evidence. Not as though they were the government or anything. See? I think we've been trusting the wrong people.
Oh, God.
Hold on. Just hold on. Two birds with one stone. And the birds? One. Government incompetence. Shoddy chemicals plant in run-down inner city area, leaking God knows what onto community of alienated dispossessed. Dynamite! Two you know about. The tube line, whether it's going to run into these tunnels, all that just as we were told. And the stone. Well, the stone's us, isn't it? They get their survey of the tunnels, and then they can seal them up. Confident it's not going to affect their underground line. Brilliant.
No.
Why not?
This is England.
And it would get out. They wouldn't be able to keep it quiet. Not if all the evidence was sealed up nice and safe. Underground.
No. No.
Well, as you said, can you hear them coming to rescue us?
I keep thinking about those bodies of the monks. If their flesh has survived all the centuries, think what else might have done.
So, what are you saying?
Maybe we've got something they can't just seal off.
Oh, God. Oh, Susie. Hold me. Oh, hold me tight. They will come.
Local news now, and a collapsing sewer in the East End of London is feared to have claimed the lives of four surveyors who had originally been sent in to check the structure. Rescue services were called immediately, but there is now little hope for any of the four. A spokesman for Thames Water said there was no danger to the local community. The extension of the underground to Stratford has been given the go-ahead. A package of private and government resources will fund the project, and London Transport hopes that the work on the line will begin imminently. It should be operative by the year 1997 and will link many previously unconnected areas of London to the underground network. A pensioner who was robbed and mugged in broad daylight said today that he was recovering well.
Underground by Tom Holland, Rachel was played by Jane Whittenshaw, Mark by Douglas Hodge, Susie by Una Beeson, and Sinclair by Garrick Hagan. Andrew was played by David Holt, Richards by James Taylor, the security man by James Telfer, the coroner by David Thorpe, and Professor Wright by Barry J. Gordon. Ebby was played by Michael Onslow, The Sewer Man by Dominic Letts, and all other parts were played by the company. The director was Claire Grove.